All right, now listen, I don't know if you follow me on social media or not, but yesterday I did a wonderful video, I thought, very short to the point of who they are and what they can do for you at the Optilex Wellness Center. I'm just going to tell you right now, you need to call them if you're dealing with some aches and pains and you just don't feel good and you don't want to take the downtime and you don't want to undergo the knife, 724-335-5210. Did it from my gymnasium, and I was saying about working out, getting older, you know, you get aches and pains, but you still want to be relevant, even if you don't think you're relevant. Everybody still wants to have a life. They want to be able to participate. They want to be able to get out there and take a walk, go on a hike, ride a bike, or just get up out of a chair and not just feel that grip of pain that comes with at times. Joints that just go bad on everyone like they do. And even student athletes who are right now thinking about, I can't wait for the fall. I want to be able to participate again in my sport that I love. Dealing with some shoulders, some knee issues, some back problems, stem cell therapy, regenerative medicine, knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. This is what they do. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is back for the month of July. Let's say good morning to Jessica Festa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, you just did the whole show. We could just let's just go get some corned beef hash somewhere, man.
Corned beef hash.
Oh, I love it.
Listen, so do I. But listen, here's what's amazing. It's long overdue for me. I have a shoulder thing that's been going on, and I even reached out to my orthopod as a friend, and I'm thinking, do I want to get another shot? Do I want to come out and see you and your husband?
You want to come see me?
What do I want to do? And I thought to myself, it's not that bad yet, but if I get in there now, maybe it'll prevent it from getting that bad, because I've been here before, done that. I was actually trying to just change a light bulb the other day, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, you are a grown man.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, if changing a light bulb hurts, everybody out there, if changing a light bulb hurts,
well, it's just, yeah,
come in.
But I thought to myself, thank goodness I'm ambidextrous. That doesn't mean I can speak many languages. It means I'm pretty good right or left-handed. But I thought to myself, little things like that. And can you imagine if my job and the way things are going could be, and I'd be proud to do it in my retirement a few days a week, being a custodial engineer, you know, just having to go out and do work like those incredible men and women do.
Right.
Just change a light bulb.
Right.
I'd be in trouble.
Right. Well, that's what's beautiful, too, about this process is it is accessible and it's affordable for everybody along the spectrum. We can find a way to help. So a lot of times, you know, it's not always regenerative cellular therapy. It's not always a stem cell injection that needs done or that has to be done yet. So if you can come in and we can evaluate it. It doesn't matter where you're at on this money spectrum. I know that everybody's a little
tight right
now.
Me too.
Us too. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm a massage therapist. Try getting people to come sit in a closed room with you for an hour and a half.
Let me just say this while you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Jessica for a while now, and great mother, just a really dedicated person, a person of faith, just good family. You've heard me talk about her husband. The price that she just quoted me for what she does, we were talking. I said, well, you know, what do you charge and this and that? You really, if you would love to get a good professional massage at the Optilex Wellness Center, you should call and make an appointment with you. That's a remarkable opportunity. I just wanted to add that. That's not really why we're here, but it's another one of the many services that you and your husband do at that incredible place.
Yeah, we have so many things going on in our office, and it's been a lot of fun to watch as it grew. This whole pandemic time has just been a rest time, I think, for everybody. And like I said, you know, on the last show, you got a chance to take stock of yourself a little bit in these last 3 to 4 months. And those aches and pains that, you know, just aren't going away, that you realize, boy, this wasn't from just the constant hustle and bustle of my job. I had a little time off and this is really still bothering me. Give us a chance to evaluate it. It doesn't cost you anything but your time, really, to have an evaluation and honestly get an answer. So the beautiful thing is there's nothing in our office that's going to like cut you open or put you on a lifelong medication. So it's just a commitment to you trying to offer your body what it needs to heal. And with stem cell therapy, regenerative medicine, we have all kinds of different options now with just all sorts of options that aren't just stem cell. And we can rebuild those joints.
Now listen, if you want anything of information, what they do, call them, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. And this is when you know you have a problem, when you can't remember being pain-free.
Yeah, wow. That's very true.
That's when you get to the point. I was just stretching in the chair the other day, and that shoulder kind of tweaked in the back, and I just thought, it's almost like I expect it when I wake up in the morning to be there. Mm-hmm. And you have to rearrange how you sleep at night.
Yeah,
and you look for every excuse. Well, I can't lay that way. I should know better than that. I shouldn't be working out like I'm working out. No, that's people, they for some reason, Jessica, and I'm sure Ron would say the same thing, they just accept that this is the way it's supposed to be.
They do. And I don't know if this is like an East Coast sort of thing, because my friends on the West Coast, man, they feel a twitch of anything. They're
going to get rid of it.
Dude, that's because they have such an active lifestyle out there. The weather is great all the time, really. You know, it might be scorching hot, but they're generally very active people. And for us, I think here in Pittsburgh, or just maybe on this east side of the country, we're a little bit more sedentary. And so we just take it. We're like, well, we just won't, whatever.
Listen, you have a very active lifestyle.
I do, yeah.
Bike ride, rock climbing, always doing something physical. Can you imagine if you couldn't do that?
No. And you know what? There was a time, because I had been in a pretty bad car accident, so I had blown L5-S1, the disc in between the two. And so for 4 years, it took me being ginger with it. Now, I was out of pain relatively quickly because of what we do, but I had to be careful with it. You know, you can't, you know, bend over a lot. So I couldn't bike ride. Whenever I tore my shoulder, which the PRP injection fixed, I couldn't do yoga. I couldn't do spinning, because obviously your arms are involved with everything. Even carrying the groceries in was painful if I turned my hand a certain way. So people, do not put up with pain. We have so many options to fix it, and not in a temporary way, in a way that just lets you get back on with your life. And you'll see how much more energy that you have when all those little aches and pains are gone and you wake up and you go, oh.
So the building is actually doing fire
I know,
drill
it's
testing
bugging
right
me.
Now. No, wait. It looks like a disco from the 70s, okay? But I figured out what this really is. This is you and your husband trying to hypnotize me to get into your place to get my shoulder fixed.
That's right.
I know exactly.
Rob, take the 40-minute drive. No.
Listen, 724-335-5210. We'll come back. We'll explain how it works. If you have a question for Jessica, if you're suffering from one of these pains that just won't go away, 866-391-1020. Optilux Wellness Center. They do great work in New Kensington. We will be right back. Good morning. All right, Jessica Festus here, Optilux Wellness Center. All right, so let's talk about how this whole thing really happens, this regenerative medicine, these stem cells, where they come from, all of that stuff that we talk about every time you're here. But no sooner than you leave, someone says to me, I got a question. So I'm going to make sure we get all this information out in the beginning of the show. So I want you to listen up. And again, make an appointment. Let them help you. 724-335-5210. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, so whenever I do the presentations out in public, which we aren't doing right now because, you know, we can't really gather. So let me just start at the basics. A lot of people, I would say 99% of the people in the crowd, do not know what regenerative medicine actually is. And that's fine. And I'm glad that, you know, they're there and finding out now. So let me just ask you, do you know what regenerative medicine is? And to tell you that regenerative, by definition, means to bring into existence again. So it's not to bring into existence for a little while or temporarily. It means to actually rebuild something. So we have this silly example of like a lizard's tail, you know, when your kid grabs a lizard and his tail comes off. Well, he goes and regrows a new tail. It's not one that's, you know, temporary. It's a whole new tail, and that's what regeneration is. And so we have the opportunity to inject stem cells in the matrix. So it's called regenerative cellular therapy, and what's called PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. We can inject these things into the joint space that is run down, that is bone on bone, and it will actually regenerate, bring back into existence the cartilage that is missing. So if you have tears in a muscle, like I had torn my deltoid in a couple of places, it was able to actually regrow that tissue and heal it completely so that it doesn't continue giving me problems. And so we're being able to just not only eliminate your pain, but to repair and rebuild and to heal that problem area so that it's no longer an issue. I mean, in our office, our goal really is to stop or to reverse degeneration. so that you could be pain-free. We want people to live a long and healthy and happy life. And so that's what had, you know, brought us into this whole regenerative medicine thing. I mean, this isn't something that's easy to do. We had to hire a medical staff. It's a huge expense, and it's a huge commitment to learning it and to understanding it and to making sure that it aligned with our philosophy so that it was something that we could, you know, use and work with and promote and feel good about it. So when we saw patients of ours, you know, we can adjust your spine and I can massage muscles and tendons and ligaments and all of that sort of thing. But if you're missing cartilage or if you have a torn muscle or a tear in your rotator cuff, there wasn't much more that we could do. And so we got into doing this. Other friends of ours on the West Coast had been doing it for years.
It's just another form.
It's just another form of natural healing. And that's really what we want to do. We want to find ways to unravel the secrets that this miraculously put together body has and to use what we have to heal ourselves instead of relying on drugs or surgeries. So that is what this does. Your body came with millions and millions of stem cells. By the time you're 18 or 20, about 80% of the stem cells that you were created with are gone. They've been used to build bone, to elongate it, to make you grow taller. Like, how tall are you?
About 6'3" and a half.
Okay, yeah. So that's an awful lot of stem cells that went into building a body. And every organ, like every tissue, every organ, stem cells are involved in the building of that.
You know what I've never asked you about, and I know you and Ron have to be astute to this too. Can nutrition help or hurt this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. That's a huge thing. Like, we really do see so much better results when somebody puts in the time to take some good care of their nutrition. You can't be drinking Mountain Dew all day every day and expect that you're really going to be on the high end of the health scale. Any kind of sodas, they're just really high in sugar. They dehydrate the body. They make the body acidic. So for cancers thrive in an acidic environment. And so we take the time to check, are you acidic or are you alkaline? You want to be really balanced. Like with anything in life, you need to have a balance of the good and the bad and get yourself into this good place of homeostasis where your body can keep rebuilding itself. If you challenge it hard in any one area, then an area is going to suffer. So you have to take care of your nutrition. That is the fuel for your body. So for us, food is medicine. Food is fuel. It's not a luxury. It's not entertainment. For us, we eat. We really do try to eat with purpose, and I try to teach my kids the same thing. So our last 3 months of complete quarantine, I really put a lot of time and effort into feeding my kids and myself things that would build our immune system. And you all should be doing that. You shouldn't be sitting there snacking with a bunch of carbs and sugar and, you know, that kind of thing, because you're running your body down. Do
more
things
harm
now.
Than good in the end.
More harm than good. But if we have this thing going around, you want to have everything in your body as clear as possible. All your filters, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, clean them out now before it's, you know, I don't want to say before it's too late, but before you have an issue and that they get overrun. So those are things that we do in our office that we teach you. Regenerative medicine is huge, you know, to get rid of the aches and pains that are taking your body's time and energy.
Right.
You know, you only have so much energy. And if you're feeding yourself right, you're getting enough rest, and you're healing things that need healed, it frees up a lot of energy for your body.
I want to come back in the next segment. So we got a couple of minutes left here, but I want to pick up on how stem cell therapy can also be used for treating diabetes, cardiac issues, and lung issues. Mm-hmm. And right now, people are dealing with all kinds of issues because of what's happening in the
right.
news. I just have to believe this procedure, and we've talked about how many times it is used for one purpose, but will it attack something else?
Mm-hmm.
People who may be dealing with some of these outlying issues, like I just mentioned, who may not be aware of it, they go in to get a shoulder fixed,
mm-hmm.
could actually help some of these other issues too.
Right, exactly. Because the stem cells can travel. So, you know, your body's an enclosed environment, and whatever you put in there, whether it's cigarettes or whether it's vitamins, it's traveling throughout your whole body. And so with the stem cell injections, we have had some examples. I mean, we don't expect them, but we know that it's completely possible. When you give your body what it needs to heal, you don't always get to decide what it heals. So if we injected it like we did into the bottom of someone's foot for neuropathy.
Right.
You know, the nerve pain went away. Her feet stopped hurting, but she actually got her hearing back. It was significantly reduced, and she had spent $3,000 on those good hearing aids. And she woke up the next morning after having this done, and she could hear the stuff outside her window. And she checked her ears, like, wait a minute. And then she called us very confused and was like, could this have had any? We were shocked, too. I'm not going to lie. We were new to it, and we were shocked. But it's beautiful that your body can take these stem cells and this regenerative therapy and move it. And so if you have damage to internal organs, there is hope for that. I mean, sometimes we have to go to Colombia to do this. You're not at this point. It's up in the air whether or not we can do an IV of it.
A lot of healthy people down there.
A lot of healthy people traveling there.
Right.
Yeah, because you can do things there that are safe and effective that they just don't let you do here because, you know, it just takes away from other economic.
Yeah, in other words, people are feeling pretty good, so they don't need all the other Band-Aids.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been able to do that, and I'll tell you what, it healed the lungs of somebody that did it, somebody that woke up at 4 a.m. all the time, didn't even know that he had a lung issue. But we knew, according to, like, the body cleans itself on a certain clock, you could look that up. So if you are constantly waking up at a certain time, look up what's called this Chinese body clock. It's pretty interesting. But it tells you what your body is cleansing and working to regenerate at all the times of the day and night. And so if you're waking up at 4 a.m. all the time, chances are there might be some kind of an issue in your lungs.
So if I'm working up at 2, 3, and
you,
4.
I don't know what you do. I'm just going to throw the whole clock in the trash for you. You could be up at any given time of the day or night.
Well, last night, I literally usually don't get to bed till 11. And it's just because I don't, it's just me. But I forced myself at 10 o'clock. So last thing I remember, it was like 10:20, 10:25. Next thing you know, it's 10 to 1. And I'm like, why am I up now? It's just so, a lot of cleansing, I guess.
A lot of cleansing. But the thing is, if you're not sleeping.
Right.
Your body is not doing an efficient job.
Listen, please explain this to me. And that's why maybe the stem cell therapy would be a good thing. Because I think a lot of this pain, because you've become so used to it, now work with me on this, that it keeps you up at night, but you don't even realize it because you're so used to the pain.
Exactly.
It doesn't let that natural body clock, if you will, wind down.
Well, and that's just it, too. Now, I mean, there is so much. I don't watch the news hardly ever. I know. I'm sorry, KDK. When I watch it, I watch you. But I'm just saying, it upsets me.
So much.
And,
trust me, I get it.
I get the main purpose, you know, I get the main information of the story. And I have a coffee shop in Aspenwall that I go to, and the guys fill me in every day, right? So I've got the main thing. But I don't want to feed myself that negative storyline all the time, because then all day long you're in pain, you have these underlying like agitations in your body,
emotions,
right? And then you have the emotions, all sorts of things. Do you need to
take a break?
Something?
That's okay. No, you were
no,
fine.
Go ahead,
finish your thought. You got 20 seconds. Finish your
thought. I would never finish my thought.
Okay, well, we'll save it for the next segment.
Okay.
But listen, you're dealing with some of these underlying issues we've been talking about: shoulder, knee, ACL tears, back pain, degenerative disc. Call them, 724-335-5210, from chiropractic medicine and adjustments, and obviously massage therapy with Jessica, and the stem cells, they'll take good care of you. 724-335-5210, the Optilux Wellness Center. All right, as we return, let me give you their number at the Optilux Wellness Center, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Just to finish on what I was talking about, Jessica, going into the break, how can stem cell therapy help diabetes, cardiac issues, and lung issues? We know about, you know, the pain aspect, the ACL tears, the degenerative disc, the damaged disc problems. Why can it help with that stuff?
Well, because everything is built with these stem cells. And so you need, so we use mesenchymal stem cells. They're kind of like an undeclared freshman. They can go in and they can become anything, almost anything, I should say. And so when these enter your system, if you have issues, now, granted, if you take the time to go and have it done with an IV, you get a lot more effect out of it because we're putting it right into your bloodstream. The first two places it's going is your heart and lungs, and then it's going to spread out throughout the whole body. So if you have issues, say, in your liver, and your body just doesn't have enough stem cell reserve to go and build you a new liver, if we had 20 million, you know, 200 million, however many that the doctors deem necessary for that protocol, you have the opportunity now to really heal and regrow the broken down tissue in these organs. And so we've seen that with COPD and you know, all sorts of, you know, diseases that people think are not fixable, but they really are. Your body knows what to do. It depends on the environment, like I was talking about being acidic or alkaline. So it depends on what your environment is and what growth factors do you have available to you, what building blocks in these mesenchymal stem cells, and there's this, what we call it, the matrix. It's all of the different building blocks and the cytokines, and all these things go into it to make them work the best. So for this area, okay, we have a lot of farmers or we have a lot of people that garden, right? If your soil isn't right, you can't grow a certain kind of plant, right? It doesn't matter what you throw on it. You can't just put water on it and expect that it's going to grow. And it's the same thing with your body. You can't just walk around the block 4 times a week and think that you're going to be healthy. You really have to put the effort in. But the beautiful thing about when you put the effort in to caring for your body, you get that out of it and you get to see the health. And if you don't put the effort in, unfortunately, you will see the outcome of that as well. And so, you know, I don't want you, like you said, well, I can just use my other arm. I don't want people waiting until it's so bad that you can't stand it. Don't do that to yourself. Do you wait until your plant is completely dead to try and figure out what to do to revive it? Or do you see it wilting and you're like, oh, what does it need? It needs some sun or some water.
Whoops doesn't work.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you can't just ignore it and be like, well, I got another plant. It doesn't bring that plant back. You know, so you have to take care of things and tend to things if you want them to be healthy.
And let me just say this, getting back to the budget issue, and that's a cold, hard fact of reality today.
Right.
Better to go see you guys
than
to get on the other end of a copay of a major surgery.
Listen, the average knee replacement is $57,000, and that's if everything goes smoothly. You do have a copay involved with that. You have at least months of downtime.
Most cases, 20%.
Yeah, most cases, 20%. If you have good insurance, which we always kind of laugh about now, but, you know, it might be a little bit different. But the problem is you're losing a lot of your body's stem cells that are left to heal from that surgery. And so, you know, you're taking healing potential away from every other part of your body. And in this day and age, you want all the healing potential that you can have, because it's these same cells that are going to heal your lungs if, God forbid, something starts to go wrong. Okay, so you want to add to your reserve. If you have 200 million stem cells floating around your body right now, and you go and have some drawn out, spun in a centrifuge, and then re-injected, well, you didn't gain any, and you actually lost some because you're going to kill some in the process. But you've also injured your body, so you're going to take some to heal that too. What we do is we purchase them. They come from the lining of the umbilical cord, and so it's always from, you know, a live birth, a planned C-section, and the cords and all of that are processed, and so then we buy it in units, okay? So we get a CC or however much that the doctors say that you need. And that is injected into you. Now, instead of you having 200 million, maybe now you have 220 million. Okay, so now you're adding to your healing potential. And your body's going to take that and run. And these cells replicate. So they're not going to only be 20 million. They're going to go in there and replicate into many different cells. And the body will start to heal itself from the inside out in record time. I mean, people, the pain is almost always the first thing to go, and it goes pretty quickly. But then after that, you have months and months and months of these cells just continuing to rebuild tissue that is permanently attached to you now.
Here's what I don't understand. You think people are just, because it's out of sight, out of mind, fear the unknown? Why are more people not doing this? They really should, because the results are incredible. Mm-hmm. I've heard of success stories. We've talked about success stories. But why? You think because people just can't comprehend it? And I mean, I know it took me a while to mm-hmm. even come close to understanding. And the only reason I've been able to is how you describe it. And I've learned each and every month that we've done this show.
Mm-hmm. A couple reasons. One, I think that, you know, the fact that when I do these talks, most of the audience doesn't even know what regenerative medicine means. So they don't know what it's capable of doing. And that's fine. This is new. Unless you're in this field, I don't expect you to know it. But that's what I'm here for. And, you know, I'm here with you and we have a lot of fun and I can't teach them everything. But when you come to the office, we want you to know what your agreeing to. We want you to be excited about it, and we want you to understand it so that you can go and see what's happening to your body and almost be able to explain what's going on. So we'll teach you this kind of thing at our office. If you want to know, we are happy to tell you. But the other thing is, I honestly feel like in this area, if it's too easy, we don't trust it. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I know that seems like a strange statement, but honestly, it's almost like people want all of the rehab and now I got to go to PT and I got
it. It's like they got to earn their like gold stars.
Right? Like if it doesn't hurt, run me down to near empty, put me in, you know, bedridden for 4 weeks.
Yeah, why
like,
is that?
Honestly,
that's so true.
That is true.
We're glutton for punishment.
Well, I don't know if it's a glutton for the punishment or a need for a story. But here's your story, okay? Be the story of, oh my gosh, I went in and got 3 injections because you'll get PRP injections along with this. And man, I walked out, I went home, I took a nap. Yeah, and then, you know, just went on my way.
Yeah, and you just want to go, and that's all I know about that.
That's all you have to do.
Right.
I mean, you really... And like we said about the nutrition, I would appreciate it if you don't go home and down half a bottle of scotch. Like, you know, kind of take it easy on yourself. You know, <it's, laughs> I'm just saying, there are certain things.
If I downed a half a bottle of scotch, you wouldn't find me for a month.
But see, it would add to the story, and that's what people want. They want the story, man.
That's good
stuff.
But
here's the story. This works so well that is going to be your story.
All right, let's tell a success story with you, but the first step you have to take is to make the call. 724-335-5210. It's 724-335-5210. Sean Horn, MediConnect Senior Zone, coming up next hour. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to make her make this scientific approach seem so simple after it's done that even you'll understand it. But it may sound complicated, but the rewards are great and plentiful and fruitful. But she's going to explain exactly where this whole thing came from, where it is, and how they'll get it done to help you. And you, too, will be able to say, I can't believe I feel that much better. 724-335-5210. All right, now, Jessica, if you will, explain how this really works and how it's done and how these injections are given and where these stem cells come from. Mm-hmm. Just to let people know, they have invested a lot. They put a lot of time into it because they wanted to add to the overall holistic approach and natural medicine to give you the best opportunity to feel the best that you can be. And what they're doing, no one else is doing. It's unbelievable stuff. Please go see her husband Ron, that great staff. It is OptiLux Wellness Center, and they're located at 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. Their phone number, you can call now, 724-335-5210. Jessica.
Okay. So first starts you calling, right? Then you're going to come in and get an evaluation. If you have all your tests or anything that, you know, proves like a diagnosis of some sort, bring it with you. We want to see it all. You'll be face-to-face with one of the doctors, like up to an hour. We try in a lot, about an hour, because it's a lot of work to go into it. Then say there's many different products. There's some amniotic type of fluid products, and then there's the mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix, so that's your regenerative cellular therapy. We'll go with that for now. So say you come in and you have a bone-on-bone knee. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and line you up to get what's called a PRP injection, which is platelet-rich plasma. We take a blood draw from you, and we spin it in a centrifuge, and it separates the blood into different layers. And one of those layers is a layer of platelet-rich plasma. So that's those platelets stimulate healing in the body. And so now that we've condensed it and drawn it all out of these 2 blood draws, we're able to put all of that into that one area. So we're going to put all of those platelets into just your knee. That's going to increase the healing potential in that knee many, many times over. Then you'll get, say, the stem cell therapy injected in on top of that. So it's kind of like putting your Miracle-Gro down and then putting a good seeds in.
Okay.
You need to, the PRP just makes it all grow much faster and better. It's like the food for the stem cells. Then you go home. Right? We ask you to take it easy for a couple of days. So to back up, the mesenchymal stem cells, we purchase them. We get them from stem cell banks. So there's 2 in the country that really do it better than the others. There's 7 to 9 right now altogether. But we really try and pay very good attention to how things are processed, because just like buying organic vegetables or GMO'd vegetables, it matters what you've done to the product that you're about to put into your body. And so these ones are used or processed with as little radiation and all of that as possible. Then we decide how much we need in there. How much tissue growth do we need to promote for you? And then we put that much in. And so it's an injection into the joint space. An MD does it, or there's a particular kind of nurse that has to be trained under an MD to do this procedure.
And so people need to know, and I've had this asked to me many times, mm-hmm. you and Ron do not do this.
No, I'm not touching
the Okay, so just so you all
thing.
Know, understand, this is a very professional setting, and I know a lot of folks are worried because disinfected on a regular basis, as clean can be. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic, his practice is still up and running. People still coming there. And, you know, if you need traditional chiropractic care, he's incredible at doing that as well, too. Yeah. So people just need to make the call and get in there.
And you need to do it. Like, people say, why would you go to a chiropractor to do this? Why? Because we could do it better than anybody else. Because we can make sure that that hip is aligned so that that knee isn't wearing and tearing incorrectly.
Let me explain it, and I think only because of my background of covering sports, okay?
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of chiropractic medicine. Going back to when I was a teenager, my mother taking me there for chronic headaches, restlessness, couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. It changed my life, okay? Mm-hmm. Why do you think so many of these athletes are able to do what they do?
Well,
and chiropractors are on duty 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, I don't know any of the big pro athletes that don't have a chiropractor. All of the teams have a chiropractor.
On call.
Yeah. I mean, they all have them. But also now, like Hines Ward, his last Super Bowl, right? He had the knee injury, and they didn't think he was going to be able to play. And he did this procedure. And it was like 2 weeks later, and he was MVP, and he played, right? So, I mean, there comes a time when you just have to go, okay, I don't understand the whole thing, but it sounds really good. Here's the thing. You can still find us. We're not like a traveling caravan. We've been in the same space for 25 years, and, you know, I want you to be able to come and to meet us and to hear about how this is done and to trust the process and to get the benefits out of it. A lot of insurances now, we're starting to be able to get some of these procedures covered. And so you may be one of those people. I know let me think about which ones. Well, anyhow, if you call into the office, they can check on your insurance and see if we can get any of these kind of products covered for you now or any of the procedure done. But going back to why do it at a chiropractor's, if you're walking around with a hip out of place or a knee kind of turned or even your tibia, like your shin bone, that right. can turn. And so if you're a runner and you suddenly have this pain in your foot or your knee and you're like, I didn't twist it, it might be your shin bone. But if you walk around with that for 20 years, you're going to wear something out.
And, you know, we want people to understand there are certain circumstances where you do have to get a knee replaced. You do have to get a hip replaced. Yeah. But you should try everything that you can try. And obviously they work with many orthopedic surgeons, too, consult back and forth, exchange x-rays. Mm-hmm. So to be fair, there's always both sides, and we respect that and get that. But you really owe it to yourself to at least attempt this.
Absolutely. I mean, they've gone through a ton of schooling as well. But here's the thing I'm seeing now is a lot of the best orthos are using PRP injections during surgery now. So we've had a friend of ours who had his shoulder replaced, right? He had a massive shoulder surgery.
Right.
And they chose their surgeon because he did PRP injections during the surgery because it promoted the healing. And I'll tell you what, his shoulder healed very quickly.
So even post-op too, something
post-op
to look at.
Post-op and pre-op.
Listen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good seeing you.
You too.
Next month.
It goes faster and faster these hours.
And so does
come see us, guys.
So does the month. 724-335-5210. I know everybody has various thoughts about all of this, and we respect everyone's opinions, and I know a lot of folks have done it, and they want to just sing its praises, and we get that. But the only way you're going to really find out where you fit in is by making that call, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. They're at 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. Ron Festa and Jessica Festa. It is the OptiLux Wellness Center. They join us on a monthly basis, and we're always so happy to see them here. Have a great day.
You too.